That beats on this song. Elton John song. Man, I want to go see that Elton John movie because I like Elton John.
How long have you been gay?
For that pussy? Always. But I read Wikipedia, what happens on it, because, you know, I didn't want to pay money for it. And I was alarmed to find out that they show a gay sex scene, so now I can't ever watch that movie because I don't need my eyes to just explode. Because I'm not trying to watch two dudes banging out.
I highly doubt they're going to show much on it. It's going to be like implied.
I don't need it implied.
Did you ever see, what's the movie about the cowboys who go up the mountain? And
no, because I'm not gay.
I haven't seen it either, but I'm wondering how much, they cannot show much on that either.
You want to see the Joker's...
Fucking bugs. What?
Joker's tip going to other...
Oh, that's right. It was a Joker, wasn't it? I forgot about that.
Mysterio's...
Heath Ledger. Wasn't it Heath Ledger and that one dude?
Mysterio, that one dude. Prince of Persia.
Yeah.
Dude's a horrible actor.
Is he?
He's god-awful. Just the worst.
Who was the girl in Prince of Persia?
Somebody else who was also bad because that movie was terrible.
No, wasn't she like more known for something else?
White guy in Egypt.
No, the girl, the princess.
Oh, I don't know. Jake Gyllenhaal. Terrible.
There we go, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Terrible.
Prince of Persia.
I was just like, how all these gay movies are always like, yeah, plowing pussy. And then they just meet some random rugged dude and they're like, yeah, I'm gay.
Can't fight the gay dog.
It's like, well, you've been doing pretty good in that poon for all these years. Just all of a sudden, you met one brolic tip, and that's all it took.
Maybe I'm wrong. I guess the main girl was Gemma Arterton.
Oh, that's a good-looking hoe.
Arterton.
That's a good-looking hoe, yeah.
Art. Man, that's an interesting name. Arterton.
That's a dirty hoe. That's a dirty hoe. Go look up some of her
Google
stuff.
Is not very friendly to her photos, though. Jeez. Damn, Google, you picking the bottom, you scraping the bottom of the barrel and shit.
Probably all her other stuff you can't show because it's X-rated.
I mean, look at these. Google's not trying to help her get cast on anything.
No. Apparently she's back in her homeland of, like, France or whatever. She does, like, full gangbang scenes. For, like, artistic movies.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
I guess she was... her breakout role was James Bond, Quantum of Solace.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Pa-pa-pow. Pa. Pa-pa-pa-pa.
You out there, dog? You good?
I had to get one in.
Oh, I guess she was the second lead in Hansel and Gretel with... Is this what's his name?
Oh,
is
Hawkeye. Yeah, Hawkeye.
I've never seen this movie. Right. How many more podcasts do you think you can get away with that before I start socking you in the
732 face? Because the fans demanded it.
Nah, fuck the fans. I'll just sock you in the face right now.
They're it's giving us annoying. our viewership, probably. Speaking of, man, I've been going back to listen to these. We're fucking hilarious. Did you know that?
I haven't gone back in a while. The Escape, what is that? That's not, anyway, sorry, I'm lost. I'm lost in this person's profile.
I say, wow, I'm doing some deep search.
The Escape. All these movies sound great.
Where are these gangbang ones at?
Yeah, where are these at? Where are these UK based ones at?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm what are we talking about? This caffeine is kicking ASAP.
You're the one who wanted to do this. I was ready to go to sleep. You better. Get talking, son.
Dog, I've got this cold brew going. It'll be in my blood in 10 minutes.
Yeah, no, man. We're fucking hilarious. I started over.
What do you mean you started over? You went back to one?
No, Mr. Girl went over. Black Mr. Girl went started over at one.
Oh, she went back to one?
Yeah, or like.
Back to one?
Yeah, or whatever number.
What are we at? 334? 335?
I don't think it's 335. I think it's like
135. I'm sorry, 135? My bad. I need caffeine.
I started at 95, like the few before she was on, and those are funny. Those are all hilarious.
You're like, now they're just shit.
They're also still hilarious. I'm up to where she was on for the first time. Those are fun. It's funny.
Went back to listen to something?
Yeah.
Because usually you're an asshole when it comes to supporting anything ever.
I wanted to hear. I was like, you know what? I wonder if these are good.
Uh-huh. So you went back to what?
I went back to...
What was Photoshop?
I don't know. I don't know what it was.
Fail.
I just
put the... Sell the episode. No. You'd be like, it was the one where I was the Lion King and you were Mount Mufasa and we were fighting it out in
gladiator ring. The one I am on currently, it is the best Photoshop in my opinion. It's where...
Of all? 100 and plus episodes?
It's pretty good. It's pretty.
Which one is it?
All right, it might not be the best one, but it's pretty funny.
Which one is it? Which one you got?
It's one where... you're Black Panther and I'm Killmonger.
His own Black Mystery Girl.
Black Mystery Girl. Yeah. Normal Mystery Girl's there too. That's just funny. Cause she's just giving out
forever.
Yeah. She's just giving us way too. She's just putting out way too much information about stuff.
Wakanda forever.
Like, how did you meet? Yeah, he fucked me raw. I'm like, what? Like, whoa, that escalated quick.
Wait, who said what?
She just says stuff like that.
Black Mystery Girl said that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, wow. Okay. Aggressive. Yeah. Like, wow. Easy. Like, don't get in the back seat. I'm like, okay, chill.
Relax. You're like, relax.
Yeah. Like,
going save hard some in mystery.
Like, save some mystery. Right, yeah, but they're all funny. You guys, if you're not, you're just listening
you
to
You actually
this.
Went back and listened to a podcast.
Go back to,
you.
Like, 95. Oh, and the one that had me cracking up, dying. Just straight dying, because I had to quality control these. I think I might do that from now on.
Uh-huh.
Was one, remember when we went to the night market? The night market was last year? The Asian night market?
The Asian night market. Why were we at an Asian night market?
Because we were trying to eat food.
At an Asian night market?
Yeah, it was a night market. They were going to have a bunch of food there. And when we got there, it was closed. So we drove all the way there. We got down. We were making fun of everybody around there because that's apparently what we did. And then we got off. They were like, we're closed. And we're like, fuck, that sucks. So we got back in the car. We saw a horrible car wreck. And you're like, you don't describe things very well. I was like, fuck you, man. I'm great at describing things. And we drove back, and we're just fucking clowning on people.
I vaguely remember us talking smack about a car accident. And I remember actually a Photoshop about that.
Yeah.
But I don't remember us going to an Asian market for some reason. Why would we have gone to go eat an Asian market?
Because you're fat. You said literally on the podcast, you go, I'm down here trying to get some food because I'm a fat fuck.
Yeah, but why would I go to an Asian night market? What is that even about? Like, is it...
They had nothing but
sushi, fresh out the truck, or what is
it? Yeah, they had all kinds of food, all kinds of Asian food.
Interesting.
Look, you're right now, you're like, that sounds delicious.
I'm like,
delicious.
That sounds good right now.
Yeah.
Fat fuck. I can go for some food right now.
What is this? Did we pass it again?
When is it happening? Was this like an event? I don't remember.
Yeah, it was an event.
Interesting.
Dude, you need to drink some...
It's sleep, man. It's my sleep schedule. My sleep schedule is jacked. It is what it is.
But that one's good.
Apparently, listened to the whole thing?
Yeah.
You went back and listened to the whole hour of it?
Yeah, I went back.
You're like, 95. Hold on, students, or hold on, people I'm supposed to be keeping an eye on.
Hold on, you retards. You ain't getting any more retarded.
Only me.
Yeah. Look, I'll even look it up for you right now, because that's what we do. Oh, I can't. Damn, I'm offline. It doesn't matter. I'm on Wakanda Forever. I listened to all of them up to that. 95, I think we're on Wakanda Forever is 101 now. Or something very close to that.
Yeah, I don't remember the names per se, or the numbers, but yeah, I'm sure you're right.
It's
probably hilarious. On there somewhere.
Hilarious.
So how many more are you going to listen to?
I keep going, man. I'm trying to catch up.
You're going to catch up to all of those?
I'm going to see how funny we are. Apparently, we have a bunch of one-liners in there that are hilarious. Because Black Mystery Girl is going through. She's like, I can't believe you said that.
Yeah, remember, I have a list of, like, stickers or, like, shirts that we could be making.
On that same one, you're like, Poncho Boob.
Poncho Boob. I remember Poncho Boob. Is that on my list? Let me look at my list here.
And then there's the, apparently, I don't know if I said it or you said it, but I'm like, oh man, that girl's going to have a daycare in her mouth.
I don't know who said that. I don't know that could be either of us saying dumb stuff.
Yeah.
Let me see. Where is my list here?
Oh, it's like poncho boob sticker needs to happen.
Oh, here we go. I got a whole list of them. Monday's right. Locker room talk ideas. Right, I got hashtag pie life. That's just, right. That's like the classic.
That's a classic.
That's a classic. I even had an artist do it, and they couldn't do a good job of depicting the pie life.
No.
Then we had no pie life for those on the straight and narrow.
I don't know who's doing that. My friends don't do that.
That's for the pie life is for the Christians. It's for the good religious people because they don't believe in contraception. You go pie life.
Those aren't my friends.
Pie life, dog. I don't have friends like that. No pie life for people that are like, nah, man.
I don't have friends like that.
Be careful.
I don't have friends like that.
All right.
Pie life for nothing.
I don't know why I have tiger life in here. Does that sound at all
familiar? Damn, tiger life.
I don't know what that means.
The hell?
I remember candy cane. That's the thing.
Wow.
Remember the candy cane, dog?
That's terrible. I wonder if she hasn't got those.
No, that was... I remember talking about it. In fact, I remember driving talking about candy cane, and you're like, "What is that?" Yeah, man.
That was a long time because we got Boski on there. We were talking about candy cane. I think he was like, "Hey, babe, want me candy cane you later?" And I was like, "Oh, fuck.
Oh, Jesus!" I think you called right. Remember Pillow Dick? Remember that? Dude, we have a whole bunch of them. The classic one, dude. Hashtag ropes.
Ropes.
Oh, that was a classic one.
Ropes.
I remember the Photoshop for that. That's the one where it's like you and me doing battle ropes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Oh, I forgot about this one.
Oh.
Foot ice.
What?
You heard me.
I gotta make sure I heard it right.
Foot icing.
Oh,
I forgot about that
one. Hashtag foot icing. Use some foot icing.
We'll have to look some of these up later to see if anybody's ever used them ever. Remember Nut is life.
That's true. Those are facts.
That's science.
That's science. Science. Nice science.
You can probably go to a doctor and say, "Isn't Nut life?" They're like, "Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it is." Bill Nye Science. He backs that up.
That's second quarter of med school.
Was it Neil deGrasse Tyson? Backs it up.
Yeah, he knows. He's all about it.
He's like, duh, how are you standing right here right now? What are you, some kind of test tube baby? Get the fuck out of here.
What else do we got in here? Oh, a poncho side boob. Yeah, that's the thing. Poncho side boob. Flicking the Huckleberry Hound. Remember that?
Flicking the Huckleberry.
Remember that?
I do that on the reg.
What does this one mean?
What?
Too much thigh meat. What does that even mean? I don't remember what any of these mean.
Too much thigh meat. Damn. That guy's bitch.
I don't remember what that means. Oh, man. Too much stuff in my head. I don't remember what that means.
What? Anything else good on there?
I remember that you don't want these feet. When I got into car stuff, I was like, "You don't want these feet."
That's a good. You should make that one. That one probably sell.
Let's see here. Trying to get that lollipop. I don't remember why that was funny.
Oh, okay, so that's funny. Sorry about that. So, we're in the car. Oh, all right, go. What's the next one you got?
remember linking up like Legos.
Yeah, I do remember that.
And then I had a whole thing here of like history according to Ruben. You just go off on random shit. Anyways, that's all I got. That's my list.
So we're in the car. We're going somewhere. I think we're trying to get to the movies. And so Black Mr. Girl's sister was in the car. And then
Black Mr. Girl has a sister?
That's a bunch of sisters.
Oh.
That's not here nor there.
Okay.
You know, black people got tons of family, so
there you go. That's one way you're looking at it.
Yeah. So Lollipop came on by Lil Wayne, of course.
Right.
And so he's like, he had like a lollipop, And he's like, I want to lick the wrapper. And so,
like, how you're enunciating this terrible music.
You gotta say it. You gotta say it like he does. Wanna lick the rapper. And so I did the only thing you could logically do.
Uh-huh.
I turned to the nearest black person and was like, what does that mean? And she looked at me while she was driving. It scared me a little bit because I'm like, you're driving, why are you looking at me? She's like, what does what mean? I was like, I wondered this for 32 years since this song came out. What does he mean when he says she wants to lick the wrapper?
And what's it mean?
Apparently that she wants to lick the condom. And I was like, that is fucking disgusting. That is unsanitary as hell.
Seriously? That's what it means?
Yeah, I was like,
I misunderstood that. I was like,
that is fucking disgusting. That is nasty. Don't do that. Is she trying to drink out of that too? Like, that's disgusting. She want to chew on it afterwards? It's nasty, man.
Hey, man, sometimes shit gets wild and things get out of hand. Things are said. We've talked about this like a couple podcasts ago. Sometimes you say some shit, you do some shit in the heat of the moment that is out of this world. And then when you came back to your head and you come to your senses and your blood is back in your brain, you're like, I did that, huh?
I looked around.
What kind of monkey DNA I tap into at that moment? To just have me take my member and just slap somebody in the face with it. Oh, whatever. And put your thing there. Whatever you got. Whatever your thing is.
Lick the wrapper. Wanna lick the wrapper.
Yeah, man. I don't get it. I misheard that for years, apparently.
I was just like, well, why would she... I was just like, okay. So just... She wants... I was just confused. I was like, okay. I was like, all right.
Sometimes things get out of hand, man. Sometimes it's like when you're building a snowman.
My thing was just like, if she wants the flavor, like, put it on your finger and give it to her. Why she gotta, like, suck the bag? Dog.
She's a freak.
Disgusting.
It's like when you buy a Snickers. And here it gets hot, right? So when you're driving around, let's say you put it on your dashboard, and you're like, oh, man, I bought a Snickers. And then your Snickers is like on your dash, and now it looks like a tortilla, and you're like, oh, man. But then you don't want to wait till it hardens up again, so you're like, screw it. So you open it up, and then you're like, oh, man, it's like puddles of chocolate. Let me just lick this chocolate up.
The just difference like that. Being one of those is chocolate. The other one's not. Human DNA that was in you.
Hey, man, some people are into that stuff.
All right. Okay.
Gotta let people be freaks. Let your freak flag fly. Can't say that. Okay. Let that freak flag fly, son. Every once in a while, you get crazy.
All right, give it to you.
How when you're old, when you're real old, and you're like a nursing home, you're like, oh, hey, Betty, remember when you did that little rapper. Wayne? When you did the little Wayne?
Shut up. Shut up, Neil. Go to sleep before we abuse you. Anyways, man, so that's what I did. That's what I do. Whenever I have questions about rap music, I'm like...
I feel like now I got to ask more of those questions because I misunderstood that lyric altogether. Maybe I need to start writing them down. Yeah. You know, especially dumb shit that like Nicki Minaj says. And then be like, what does it mean when she's saying...
She didn't show me nothing. Show me nothing.
First of all, how do I spell that? Secondly, what does that mean?
She's retarded, that's why. Show me anything.
That's the brain cells.
Yeah, the brain cells just dying.
Skipping.
That's
it's like when a record skips. You're just like, oh.
That's all the angels dying. When you ever hear her mumble something, that's an angel dying. It's an agonizing pain you hear.
Wow.
That's what that is.
Wow.
Yeah. She goes, that's what the angels dying. There you go, man.
Wow.
Helped you out. I want to help you out today. I hope you got learned it. You got learned.
Well, anybody that's into that lyric is going to be surprised, I would imagine.
Which one?
The Lil Wayne lyric.
Oh, yeah.
I did not.
I thought you meant the Nicki Minaj one where she goes, blah, 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 blah. that she's Dracula on the Transylvania movies. Hotel Transylvania. She goes, blah, 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 blah.
She's terrible. She's a terrible rapper.
Yeah.
Whatever.
All right, man.
You right there, Doug?
Well, smoking.
Small fry or what?
Oh, well, smoking I'm doing. And drinking. That's all.
Now that robot dick is going your deep throat now that robot smoke.
So we're going to do the podcast set.
At a vape shop?
Yeah, man. They probably won't mind.
Nah, I'm good. I don't need to be around all that robot dick.
You got to do the Middle Eastern robot, not normal.
Then you know what it feels like? It feels like you're in some weird hentai movie. And you're just like, oh, look, that one device is just destroying everybody on that table.
The Middle Eastern one's kind of is cool. If you're at the right place, it's cool. Some of them, I've only been to two, okay? So I'm not the expert on it. One did feel really chill. Because you can sit outside, so it's cool. It's like this. You can sit outside. And I'm like, all right, this is cool. When you go inside, a little stabby. And the other one with the burgers and stuff, that was cool. That was a cool place. But, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Not my scene, man. I look at all those people and be like,
Now, if I ever see somebody doing that, remember that meme I sent you earlier where he's taking a picture of that vape?
Oh, yeah, taking a picture of the vape.
Faggot.
It's just like, there's only one way I can excuse that guy taking that picture of his vape device. And it's if that's your device and you need a photo for like your website, to sell the device, then I get it. But any other reason, no. Get out of here. Get the fuck out of here. You're trying to get an autistic picture of your vape gun or vape dick or whatever you want to call it.
Say autistic?
No. I say autistic?
Yeah. You're autistic.
Just autistic? Not going to really listen to it. No, it's artistic. Everybody's like on the inside looking at us now, like, hi, we're doing a podcast.
So.
What are you listening to? What is this?
Elton John soundtrack, because this movie came out, remember?
Is that why this is running nonstop?
Yeah, but I can tell the difference between the Elton John and the guy playing Elton John, and it's quite a difference, and it's not good.
Is Elton John still alive?
Yeah.
Oh.
Fat and gay. All right, I was asking you how much your P.O. box was, right?
Yes, because you're telling me you wanted to get a P.O. box.
I wanted to get a P.O. box.
Off the podcast, you didn't miss something.
No. And I was telling you because I want to save it for this because I have a story.
Okay.
So, you know, my side business is selling...
Pops and pop-like products.
Pop-like products, right.
Right.
And I buy them and I sell them, resell them.
Okay.
Like some sort of drug dealer.
But with plastic.
But with plastic.
From China,
exactly. Okay. Good. There you go. See, it's at Mexico, China.
Okay.
So there you go.
I got you. All right. I'm with you.
So, selling for a profit. Sometimes, you know, double the profit. Sometimes it's, you know, quadruple profit. Whatever. Yeah, park right there is fine. We're not doing nothing. And so, it's gone. I've been doing it for 3 years or so. Four years.
Has it been that long?
It's been a while, man.
Wow. That's a while.
I've been going at it hard for like 3 years. So, this last year I hadn't been too hard, but now I'm starting to do it again.
Right. So,
it's been going fine. Never had anybody return anything to me. Because mostly when they tell me they want to return something, I'm like, fuck you, no returns. And so...
All sales are final.
All sales are final. I am like Craigslist. Buy it, that's your own problem. So, until this lady goes... I haven't got my package. And I'm like, that's crazy. Second thing, I already put it in the mail. So whatever happens after that, that's UPS's problem. Like, I don't know what you want me to do about that.
You have a tracking number or anything?
Yeah, and I gave it to her.
And what did the tracking number say?
The tracking number said it was in New York. And yeah. I was like, okay, it'll be there tomorrow. It says it's out for delivery.
Right.
And, she goes, okay. I was like, let me know if it gets there tomorrow. She's like, okay, we'll do. I'm assuming that's how this dumb hoe talked. And so she's like, all right. So next day comes, and she's like, it didn't get here. And I'm like, all right. So I checked the tracking number, And I'm like, it says it's still in New York. And then I checked the receipt I had for her, and it said she was in Chicago. And I'm like, oh, well, that would be the problem. You're in Chicago. This is in New York. So I guess that's the problem. The post office lost it.
And you had the correct address?
Correct address. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't put the address in. Like, it's auto-generated. When you put it in eBay, when you buy it, it's all done. It all comes out. So it got sent to New York. So this lady mad at me for the post office thing. I'm like, look, lady, I can't do nothing about it. Like, I'm not going to New York to try to find your package. And most importantly in the story, she bought something that was $3. Shipping was another $3. So grand total, it was like $3 and change. So like grand total, she paid like, let's say $8.
$8, yeah.
Yeah, like $8. This bitch throwing a fit for $8. And she's like, I want a refund. I'm like, yeah, that's not going to happen. I'm like, it'll get there when it gets there. I'm sure they will figure it out.
What does the tracking number say? Like, is it still on arrival or whatever?
It was just in New York.
Hmm.
It was just in New York. And so then the next day I kept track of it, and it went to New Jersey the next day. And then the day after it went to Chicago. And then like a day later, it finally got to her. Like 3 days later, it finally got to her. And then...
So it jumped around a lot before it got to her.
Yeah. It got there like a week later. So...
You're okay.
So it got to her like a week later. And so she was all mad at me. She's like, I paid for 3 days
shipping. That's not your fault. You shipped it.
Exactly. That's why I kept telling her.
You're not UPS. You need to call UPS and follow up with that.
That's what I told her. Right. I'm like, hey, I don't know. That's God's will. I don't know what to tell you, lady. And so she's still mad at me.
But she got the package now.
She got it. And so she gets it. She gets the package, right? And so she's like, I got the package. So she sends me another one. I thought she was going to be like, oh, I finally got the package. She sends me another email. She's like, I finally got the package. It's damaged. It looks like it was opened. And it's in terrible condition. I want a refund. I'm like, this dumb bitch. I'm like, yeah, it's probably damaged because it went all the way to New York. I go, so I'm like, you're going to have to take that up with USPS. Because, like, I ain't got nothing to do with it. Like, I didn't step on it and then put it in the fucking box. Like, when I gave it to you, it was great condition. She's like, yeah, it looks like somebody opened it and played with it. I'm like, well, the fuck? I don't know what they did with it in New York, man. I don't know. And so I'm like, listen, you dumb cunt.
Wow.
Strong. You're not getting strong money back from me. All right. And so she's
all $7
like,
that you spent.
All $7. She's like, this was a gift from my daughter, and I can't even give her. I don't even want to give her this crap. I'm like, well, look, bitch, don't give it to her. I don't care. I got my $7. That's all that matters.
Peace out. End of communication.
And really, after shipping, because I don't get shipping. Like, you pay for the shipping, right? So after I take my cut, I get like $3.50 or like $2.95, something like that, after everybody takes their cut from it.
Yeah, PayPal takes their cut.
Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck is that thing? See the thing on the ball right there? That spider?
Yeah, spider. Just make sure it stays there.
So we can, your brain and shit.
So we can actually move over there now.
You move over there?
Yeah.
Right, well, pretend we're not moving anything.
Yeah.
Casually just walk.
So, I'm like, you're not getting nothing from me. And she's like, and so I'm like, you're not getting nothing from me, dumb bitch. She's like, I am very upset. I'm going to take this to eBay. I'm like, take it to fucking whoever you want.
Why wouldn't you put a claim into the post office? They're the ones that fucked it up. Because they're insured at least minimally, I think, to $25, $50 or something.
I don't know. She wanted her $7 back, man. So,
well, it seems like she wanted it back from the get-go.
Yeah.
Like, from the moment it didn't ship correctly, she was pissed off.
So she took it to eBay and she like put all the reasons in there. And then eBay's like, so I got another email. She's
from
like,
eBay?
From eBay. She's like, a claim, or eBay's like, they made a claim against you. Hope you, or not hope. We'll let you know the final decision. And so like, I'm like, great. This is going to affect like all my other shipping things.
May not affect your shipping, but it'll affect your rating. Like, yeah.
And like all my stuff that goes with eBay. I'm not trying to bore you up with all the details, but it'll affect like my whole thing. And so, to my surprise, like 5 minutes later, eBay sends me another email. They're like, yeah, you were in the right, so this don't affect anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, damn.
Wow.
I was like, fucking burn, lady.
I wonder how they investigated it. Like, what they have to do.
I don't know.
I wonder what that process is like.
So that was over. Until 2 more days later, she sends me another one. She's like, I want to send this back because I don't want it. I'm like, all right, send it back.
I'm not refunding your money.
I'm not refunding you money, though. So she sent it back. And
she sent it back.
Yeah, she finally sent it back.
But then she knows she's not getting her money back, right?
Yeah. And so I got it back today.
What's it look like?
So I'm going to send her an email when I get home. Because this dumb fucking bitch. I know what you women think. Why do you keep calling her a bitch? Because this is what I mean when I say bitches are dumb. The box is all smashed in on one side. And she's like, when she opened the package, she's like, oh, it looks like it has been opened. I'm like, no shit. The box is completely smashed in on one side. So when you open up the package, it's going to be damaged. The product inside is going to be damaged. Why are you so stupid? Like, you're dumb. You stupid cunt. Like, I don't use the C word very often, but this bitch is dumb. So, yeah, obviously.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah. So that was my story with that. So I think I might send her a big piece of shit.
So your point is you want to get a P.O. box so you don't have to deal with people knowing your address? Is that the deal?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I mean, you'd have to justify that financially since it does cost you to have a P.O. box and how much product you're moving and whether or not that's worth it.
That, and my mom's been opening my mail lately.
Why?
Because she thinks it's, supposedly, she thinks it's my dad's.
Like, what kind of mail are you getting that she's opening?
Like, bank statements and shit. But here's the other thing. I get pops, right? She opens those up, too. And I'm like, are you stupid? These are Funko Pops. She's like, I thought they were dads. I'm like, my dad's ordering fucking $30 Funko Pops. Are you stupid?
That would definitely bug me. Yeah, like, especially she's getting into your bank statements and shit. Like, what? Like, you know what I would do if I was you?
Put a human shit in there?
Do you bank at the same bank your parents bank? So why would your mom open up the mail
exactly.
to a bank that your dad doesn't have an account
she's
with?
Because she's stupid.
She's just trying to get into your shit, dog.
Because she's stupid.
You know what she's doing? You know what she's doing? I'm going to tell you exactly what she's doing
right now. She's a dumb bitch, too. That's right. Yeah, I know. I'm glad we agree. She's a dumb bitch, too. I'm glad we agree.
I'm going to tell you right now what she's doing. You know what she's doing?
Being a dumb bitch?
She's looking at your mail to see how you're spending your money. Because she's
not
trying to keep...
wisely. Okay. We know this.
She's trying to make sure you're probably not dropping all your money on your girl. That's what she's doing.
No, I'm not dropping on her. I'm dropping it on Funko Pops. I just told you I bought a $30 Funko Pop that she opened up. And then I don't know how she's opening it up because I know her, she's going to be dumb and probably put the knife right in it like that. And then go, ah!
You better hope that's one of those like X-Acto knives.
Like she's fucking Thanos cutting through Captain America's shield.
That was a whole bunch of bullshit in that movie too.
So yeah. Shit. All right, man. I got a great idea for you. To make money, because we need money. We need money.
I need money.
We need compound money. That's something
Dude, I forgot about the
exactly,
compound.
Exactly, right?
Speaking of which, Splinter Cell, buy that property. We need a compound.
We need compound money. We'll live there. We'll get rid of...
What we can do for work, though. His podcast don't pay nothing.
We'll start. Black Mr. Girl put some people on it.
There you go. Cut me that paper, son.
She put a few people on it, and her friends are like, "That's so funny! Oh my god!"
Is that what they sound like?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I'm hoping they hear this and they're like, "We don't sound like that."
Wow. You so right, Black Miss Figure. They're so funny. I can't believe it.
No comment on that.
All right, so you know
compound.
What
yeah, what do you compound, want? Compound yeah. money.
Compound money.
What's your idea for that. Compound money?
All right. So you know the dancing bears.
Yes, I've seen or heard of these things at all one right, time.
For people who don't know, the dancing bears.
Dude, I thought that fucking plan right there was a person walking towards us. I was like, what the fuck? I'm all squaring up.
Glitch in the Matrix.
Go ahead.
The Dancing Bears are or were a group of bears.
Humans dressed as bears.
I was going to say that.
Humans dressed as bears.
I was going to get to that.
Okay.
And they would go around to different people's office buildings. Probably when the boss was not there, they start stripping and just rubbing their dicks on people.
I thought it was bachelorette parties.
Yeah, bachelorette party, whatever. Office parties.
I see like Chili's people. At 4 o'clock, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Starbucks closing time. So yeah, it'd be bachelorette parties, whatever.
Uh huh.
So they do that, but they'd be in bear costumes.
They'd be like in a bear head.
Yeah.
But then they're stripping.
So yeah, it's stripping.
Just, yeah,
see,
yeah.
So they strip off.
Right.
And they have the bear head and just. It wouldn't be a bear dick, guys. It's a normal dick. Normal human dick.
You're like, oh, look, lipstick situation. Welcome to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. First time listening.
Yeah, you thought we were getting a normal conversation, huh? We were pretty normal for a little bit, but now we got to get into the nitty gritty of it. Like that's already done.
It's done. Yeah, it's over.
Can't do that.
Can't do it.
And we can't do any other animals, obviously.
It'd be hard. It'd be hard to get away with it.
Because you're like, well, that's obviously just a rip off of a dancing bear. It's like, can't do dancing T-Rex.
Get one of those suits, inflatable ones.
Yeah.
But you can't really strip in that thing.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. And even if we put a T-Rex head on you, you still need a tail.
It'd be a little weird without a tail, I guess.
But then you have to have little arms. You have normal human arms. It don't make sense.
Yeah, it would work, right.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
See?
I'm with you.
See?
I'm with you.
Right. All right. So my first idea was dancing cactuses because we are in Arizona. But still, a little weird. A little weird to put a cactus head on you. It's a little weird.
It's a little weird.
Right?
Yeah. Right. You gotta have some cactus arms for it to make sense.
Yeah, exactly.
And see, then what are you gonna do with your dick? It's like, it's gonna be green? You paint it green? What's gonna
happen? Exactly. That's weird. Then you're leaving green paint all over the kinkos? Yeah, like, no. What the fuck?
That's not gonna work. That's not gonna work.
That's why the dancing bear thing was so good. If your boss shows up, just put the guy back in the bear suit. Fucking done.
It's over. It's good.
It's over.
We're good.
Simple. Simple.
Okay. What's your next idea?
So, came to me in the night. When I was asleep, I was dead asleep, and then it just came to me as a vision.
This is the best times always usually come.
Right.
Or the best ideas usually come at night.
Yeah, I was hungry, so I woke up. I had a granola bar, delicious snack.
Okay.
Healthy one. And I was like, wow, this is a great idea. I'm going to write this out. And I wrote it down.
What was it?
Dancing Samurai.
Okay. All right, I'm listening. I'm open.
The Dick-O-Rye.
The Dick-O-Rye. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's getting better. It's getting better.
Because, right. See, your symbol normally is a samurai.
Okay. Uh-huh.
We already got that. So now we can work
we
with
can the... We can market that.
We can market that, right?
Okay.
So we put a helmet on you. Right?
Okay. Okay.
And then, now you're saying, well, okay, I see the helmet. I see the helmet.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Put a helmet on people.
Yeah.
And then you're saying, well, okay, I can see that. Now, maybe we could put some, you know, armor on your arms. Okay, maybe.
All right.
Follow you. Put a sword on you.
I follow you.
A belt.
Yeah.
They say, what are you going to do with my dick? It can't just be
is out.
That don't make sense.
Right.
Then you're just a crazy guy walking around with your dick out in a helmet. That don't make sense.
All right. Uh-huh.
So, you got to put your dick in the sword sheath.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I got to make a custom sword dick sheath.
Yeah, you have to make it.
Okay.
That might be at least $5 worth of material there.
Okay, go to Hobby Lobby.
Make it work. Yeah.
Take care of it.
They got 50% off coupons. We'll make it work.
All right.
You're going to have to mold your own dick. I'm not doing that.
Okay. All right.
And then we put it in there, and then you unsheath it. Bam. Dick all right.
Dick all right. And then they could keep the sheath like a collectible, right? Like,
right.
You get the sheath today. Yeah. And it's like, dun, 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 yeah. Dun.
Yeah.
Have to be like Sam, like Asian music.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
So, it's like Samurai Jack. You know Samurai Jack?
Yeah, yeah.
What's up with your dick?
I'm like, come here, Aku.
Yeah.
Slapping chicks. Clack.
Yeah.
Clack.
Exactly.
That could be funny.
Yeah.
That could be fun.
So you can have the helmet on. It could be the straw hat samurai. It could be the field samurai with the straw hat and the white coat.
One day I'll do like on Halloween, I'll come in a scorpion. I'm like, oh, today's scorpion role play. Yeah. I was like, oh, get over here.
Yeah, exactly. And then the rope. You got the nut rope.
I'm like, hold on, it's coming. Come over here.
Exactly.
I'm all like, oh, I try to stay upright.
Yeah.
Ah.
So there you go. You're welcome.
Yeah, it's going to be a hard one to market, dog. Be like, book the...
I don't want you to market it at Walmart. I want you to market it on a...
Like Pornhub.
Yeah. Croctube.
Put an ad on. When the dick will ride coming to your party, call this number.
XYX. XYXZ or whatever one Black Mister Girl makes me go to all the time. XYX.com/ZXOXOXO.
You gotta go like, you know what you should do one day now that you're going to like page 4,000 of Pornhub? What you gotta do.
I don't go
page You know you 400. Do, don't lie.
No, I don't.
You got a lot of people. What you gotta do now is start hitting up different countries. Go to Pornhub.UK and then just start hitting up their content.
I don't like the way British people talk.
No?
That eagle's in shit on my head.
It looks like it's running away from something. Fine. Hit Pornhub.like fucking JP and shit.
It's like, oh.
What if you find the dick O'Reilly there? You're like, oh, man, somebody's already doing it. Damn.
It's like, oh, choice.
Is that sushi or no?
But yeah, man. Speaking of porn, you want to know the best comment I heard on?
I remember we used to do that like as a thing for a while. It was like the thing that we did. It was like the most fucked up line you've heard or thing you've seen in porn.
Yeah.
We should get people on the podcast to like. Can't call in, I guess, but you could stop in and say, like, do a whole podcast of just interviewing people. What's the most fun? Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. I don't mean to bother you from drinking your, what looks to be a caramel macchiato, but have you watched porn lately? What's the craziest thing you've seen or heard?
So, what was it? It was like, he's like, yeah, I don't believe that was really her brother. It was one of those porns.
Ugh. I hate those.
Sorry, that bitch was bad. I had to watch.
You're like, I'll just mute this. I'll just mute the sister comments. The stepsister comments or whatever.
Luckily, there wasn't too many of those. They didn't actually mention it at all. And I'm like, all right, good. That's how I like it. I don't.
Hopefully, mom doesn't come home anytime soon. I'm like, oh. Oh, fucking mute. Mute. First of all, y'all don't even look alike at all.
Yeah, that's what the comment. The comment was like... Was like, I don't believe it's his sister.
And she's like black and he's white.
It's like, they don't even look alike. Also, where are the parents during this whole thing? They said the mom was home, but I didn't hear her enter the room. And thirdly, said that she never sucked dick before.
She's obviously a pro.
But she's obviously a pro. And then when he came in her mouth... She spit it out real quick, but in the next scene, she swallowed it like it was water. What's the deal with that? And then the reply to that comment was, Yeah, you're right, but it still goes together better than the last season of Game of Thrones. So I continued to watch. I was like, oh, fucking savage. And I had, that comment had like 500 thumbs up on Pornhub. I was like, oh, fuck.
The crazy part is, like, to comment just like anything else or like stuff, you have to have an account, which means that there's so many people watching so much porn that they have accounts that they go in and they like comments. Let's not even ignore the fact that you have to look at the comment section. Like, how often do you never even look at the comment? I don't ever look at the comment section.
No.
It's crazy. Really. It's crazy.
No.
Are accounts free? I'm going to start going on there and be like, hey, check out Monday's Locker Room Talk. And just start posting the URL.
Dude.
Our accounts
are free. I might have to see if accounts are free.
I'm like, hey, you guys like this video? Check out this.
We got an email, set
the link.
We don't have to use our email.
That's true. We got the question email.
Yeah.
That's
which
not
I checked
idea.
The other day.
Nothing. How dare you, people? How dare you not send us horrible, horrible review questions? Like, hey, he told me he loved me, but yet he's not calling me back. What was the problem? See, these are the things you should be emailing us about. We can totally solve your problem.
Mm-hmm.
Easy. Mm-hmm. Easy. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Send me an email. Or two.
Two.
Or tell your girls about it.
Yeah. Too what? Much thigh meat.
You're like, send us an email of how much thigh meat is too much thigh meat. Oh.
Yeah, man.
That's hilarious. Yeah, but that's not a bad idea. Just like, hey, check out Monday's Locker Room Talk.
We rate porn every Monday.
Every Monday. Your comment could be on our podcast, Mondays. Check it out.
Yeah, man.
You ever, you ever see those ads where like people are way too happy and excited? They're just like, why are you so excited right now? Like, calm down.
Leave a comment down below. We will get back to you.
Hey, Steve, do you like this porn as much as I do? Oh, man. Leave a comment down below, and we'll read it back
the thing I don't
on
like
video.
On porn are the ads where it's like, are you jacking off right now?
You're like, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am.
I am. I'm trying to rub one off to the FBI guy watching me.
I'd be like, is this what you're doing? We're calling the police. Your IP address has been tracked.
You forgot to... not to enable location.
Right? It's like, oh, they'll be there on the way. When they bust through your door, make sure your hands are up and out of your dick. We will pretend that is a viral weapon. You will be shot.
It's hot and loaded.
That's that Dave Chappelle joke where it's like the guy's jerking off in the subway.
So I did get a suggestion about...
on the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, not an email, though.
No, not an email.
Yeah, I need some fucking emails. What was the suggestion?
So some people are listening to it now. They said, I guess our older podcast had some sort of format to it.
Did they?
I guess. I feel like we've just been shooting the shit forever.
Oh, I guess. What was the suggestion?
Well, like they you said, we used to have... I guess we used to have different little segments we did.
Yeah, we did, I think, for a little bit. But then we just forgot about them.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to bring them back.
We'll bring them back. Starting with...
send us an email with segments you want us to talk about.
Number one. Apparently, we got to go back to our favorite. Dirtiest thing we heard in porno.
I do remember having that segment.
Yep. I have a... on my topics, I have Moses riding a T-Rex.
And what was that about? Do you remember?
I think that was the evolution thing.
Oh. Yeah, well, that's the whole thing, right? Like, time frames, it just doesn't make sense. Like, Jesus would have been around where dinosaurs were around. Right?
Yeah.
Yo, you know what I saw on the road the other day?
Hmm.
I was literally driving in traffic. And not, like, freeway traffic, but, like, road traffic. So you're stopping and going and shit, and I'm just half asleep, potentially drinking a protein shake. I can't remember. And then I look over, and then I look straight, and then I'm like, wait, what? And I look back, and this chick has, like, I think it's the eyeliner or the shit that goes under above the eyebrow. Under the eyebrow. And she's got that fucking thing splayed on the top of her steering wheel. And she's got the visor down. And she's putting on makeup while driving in stop-and-go traffic. First of all, calm the fuck down, women. You know who you are. Stop doing this shit in traffic. Secondly, I need the stats, which I'm going to look up right now as we're talking, of how many women have injured their eyes from driving while applying makeup. What do you think? Take a guess, Doc. What do you think that is?
I don't think any of them. I think they're perfect at it.
You think so?
I think there's zero.
And so I saw that and I was like, wow, you're crazy, but get the fuck away from me. Because I don't need dents on my car.
Oh, yeah, you don't need that. You're going to die.
What am I looking at? Stats of eye injuries. So I was thinking about that. I was like, that's crazy, man. I mean, you don't see a guy ever fucking doing shit like that.
I mean, what would be the equivalent of that? Like, plucking my pubes?
I mean, the only thing guys have is like, probably eating. But I still think eating would be far less dangerous. Because I could eat a burger and still look at the road at the same time. Versus, like, looking at the road while looking really quickly at a glass mirror and trying to apply makeup and then looking at the road, or maybe putting some more makeup shit on your brush thing and then look, you know what I mean? There's a lot of stuff going on. There's a fucking question right here that says, is it illegal to do makeup while driving? No shit, Sherlock.
It might be. It's possible. I mean, they're probably good at it by this point, right?
Wow, nearly half of women apply makeup behind the wheel, causing as many as 450,000 car accidents.
Wow.
Per year.
You hear that, hoes? Stop it.
Oh, here we go. This is getting a little closer to my original search. Bad job time. This time, Google. Bad time.
Let them hoes know.
Women are commonly thought as being better multitasking than men, but there are moments when women's car insurance holders should undertake one drive. 250,000 crashes a year in 2009. Wow, these are old ass fucking stats. Um, 20% of young women insured with leading fuck all that. What is this guy saying? Women are generally great at doing more than one thing. Multitasking should not be practiced. Yeah. Nobody's giving me stats of how many people have lost an eye to this. Come on, people.
Nobody's lost an eye to it, man.
Come on, man. You seen those things where they put eyeliner and it's like a pencil and shit? You're telling me somebody's braked and they're like, oh, shit. All of a sudden, they're seeing the fucking pencil through their brain? Come on.
I will say when Black Mr. Girl's doing that, I am always worried that I'm going to hit a bump and, yeah, the pencil's going to go through her eye or whatever thing of makeup she has is going to go through her eye or it's going to go in her nose or through her lip or something. Just something. Right. I've seen enough Final Destination movies to know that something might get lodged somewhere.
I cannot believe I'm not finding any stats for this. Fuck you, Google. Anyways, stop doing it, ladies. Wake up a little bit earlier.
Yeah, let's get together. You know what you're calling? You know what the problem is?
What's the problem?
You're still respecting them. You're calling them ladies. You gotta call them hoes.
Then they're more apt to want to talk to me, right?
Yeah. They like being disrespected a little.
Is that how Black Mr. Go does it, or what?
Yeah.
You gotta talk to her like, you're like, hey, bitch, get over here and suck on this pipe. Is that how you gotta talk to her? Just like that? You're just like,
no.
Get over here and work it. No, get over here and make me dinner. No? Not like that?
No.
Not chauvinistic-like? No? It's got to be insulting. Saw some fucking moving over there. Anyways.
Lion?
So it's not a mountain lion. I think I'm good. Hey, dog. Random-ass question. Look, it's a bunny. Look right there. It's a little tiny bunny.
Oh, shit. It's a bunny.
It's a little tiny bunny. What, how fucked up would it be if someone just came by and just snapped that thing up?
that hawk or whatever that's over here is going to eat it.
It's pretty big, dude.
It's pretty big.
Did I tell you my pup is like a killer?
And I killed a few of those already?
Not bunnies, because I don't got bunnies in my yard, but she's getting all kinds of shit. She got a lizard the other day that's almost as big as that bunny.
Wow.
Fucking big ass. She doesn't give a fuck. She doesn't give a fuck. There's rumors I've heard that she's almost taking down a rat.
Damn. So
like, killed it. Like, killed it. I think it's one of those, like, desert rat things. Mm. What the fuck those things are called? I don't know if it's a rat, but you get what I'm saying.
Desert rat?
She's a fucking killer, dude. She sits by the screen door in the back, and she just looks out there. Looks like Batman. She's just looking, just waiting for someone to come across the fucking yard. One time she got one of those, like, you know those little birds that run quick? I don't know if it's actually a road runner, but it kind of looks like one.
Well.
She fucking got one of those. And she's fucked up, dude. When I saw her do it, she had one paw on it, and she was using her mouth to pluck the fucking feathers off. I was like, wow, you're a demon when you catch shit, torturing the poor thing. I had to, like, push her and let that thing run out. I was like, wow, you're aggressive. It's that hunting instinct, dog. It's like when you roll a ball with a tiger. It's going to fucking just... Pata. Nature is a motherfucker. Nature is a motherfucker.
It's crazy. Hey,
random question for you.
Yeah.
Is it weird you out if, like, you're sitting somewhere and maybe you're wearing, like, your skinny jeans like you usually do, and then you like, it, I'm just saying, and then you walk in, and then some chick, like, looks at your, like, package, and you maybe got, like, a dick outline. Does that bother you?
I am a grower, not a shower.
Well, like that, okay, I get your point. That makes sense, right? Because it's like, but then that means that you're not like one of these dudes, like black dudes. They're just sitting there being like, pa-da-da-da.
Yeah.
You hear that? That was girth you just heard on the table. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, those dudes are fucking assholes about it. They're like, yeah, yeah.
Right? Tyron Woodley.
Why are you bringing up Tyron Woodley, dog?
Because it's etched into my memory.
why you gotta bring up Tyron Woodley?
It looks like he has this water, Starbucks water cup in his pants. In his cup.
I don't know what to tell you about that. It didn't burn into my memory, but all I'm saying is,
I'm scared of it. When I have nightmares, that's what I see.
Super, just him naked coming in, yeah. Being like, Ruben,
it's time.
Are you awake? She's like, no, no.
No, get away from me. No. Don't want it.
It makes more sense, though. Like, if you're like a grower, right, it's just kind of like you don't give a fuck because you're just like, whatever, man. Just, it is what it is today. You know? It's like, you know, if you're one of those dudes, it's a grower situation. It's almost like... It's like, who gives a fuck? Wait until I unsheath my fucking katana.
Yeah, the dick-o-rai.
I had to bring it back to the dick-o-rai, right? It's just like, it isn't until I unsheath my fucking katana that we know what's up. Then you know, then the fear comes in. You're just like, oh, man, that's a lot of fucking shit to deal with right there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? If you want to put this in nerd terms, this is the best nerd term I could put it on, right? Nobody gave a fuck when Lion-O had the Sword of Omens and it was a fucking dagger. Nobody gave a fuck. They were like, what is that little piece of shit going to do to me?
Right.
But when he fucking takes out that shit and he does his little song and the Sword of Omens gets into a goddamn man weapon, you're just like, oh, geez, that guy's a hitter.
And all the hoes want it.
All the hoes want it. Chitara was all about it. That borderline gay little cat thing was all about it. You know?
The big black cat that you clearly knew was a big black guy was like, yeah, that's my homie.
He's like, yeah, boy. You know what's up. That's my boy Lion-O.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And that tiger guy was like, man, I thought he wasn't a hitter, but man, I might have to call him the king of the fucking jungle.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Can we just admit that little tiger thing was gay?
I don't know what the fuck that was. Well,
first of all, it's
fairy?
A planet full of tigers, tiger humans. Why do they have their own pet tiger? Or, like, pet cat? They got, like, a little... What's the shittiest cat version in the animal kingdom? Bobcat? It's like a little bobcat. Like a little furry bobcat.
Yeah.
But it was, like, it was always, like, the shittiest. And he's like, oh, Lion-O. Like, you know I'm right. You know I'm right.
The Photoshop isn't us as...
We've done Thundercats.
Have we?
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's actually one of my favorite Photoshop. That's one of my favorite ones. I think I put you as Mum Ra. You remember that? Damn. I don't think I have it in my phone.
Dude, that's hilarious.
Yeah, dude, here it is. Fucking, we've done the Thundercats. It's a podcast number, if you want to look it up. It's podcast number 94.
Dude, that's pretty fucking good.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite ones. I spent a little time on that one.
It's literally the one I started on.
94? Yeah.
Or actually, no, I said 95.
Yeah.
I might have to go that one just because.
Yeah. Like when Lionel took out his sword and it fucking became all big and shit, even his grandfather came back from the dead and he's like, oh, good. That's my boy right there. Good job, Lionel.
You have to find another picture. You have to do it.
Another one. Thundercats
one? Another
reference?
Thundercats one.
Oh, fuck.
That's too good, man.
That one was fun. That was a fun one. Well, I think that's podcast, man.
You have to show one where Lionel just has his sword out. And I'm just looking at it like...
just like, wow.
Wow, that's a whole sword.
You want to be the black lion?
I'm like, that's you, huh? That's all
that's
you?
That's all you?
That's all of it?
That big J, dude. You, I still quote that to this day.
You get lightheaded? That's all you, huh?
Can
that's
you count to 10 right now? Oh, fuck. All right, that's it, man. That's it. That's the podcast.
Very productive podcast.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck we talked about, but I guess I got a Photoshop idea.
I think we're very productive. We had a little nice reminiscing.
Yeah, throwback. I guess we need to get back to segments, I guess. We need to talk about shit.
Yeah. We'll do a weekly greeting. We'll ask how
weekly
each other have...
greeting?
how we are.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll get into weekly events and current news.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
And then segment 4, debauchery shit.
Okay.
And then segment 5, relationship shit and any questions people might have sent us. And we'll end on number 5 or 4. I lost count. Dirtiest thing you heard in a porno.
we'll have to write this down and format and shit.
Yeah.
That means you're going to have to actually come prepared with shit.
Prepared. I've been prepared. I got at least one more topic to talk about.
All right. Well, anyways, we'll see you guys next Monday. Before we go, I'll plug all my other shit. If you haven't listened to Curious John, one word we found out last week, Ruben had to earn a slap for that. Listen to that one. I think episode 3 is out. I might drop another one later. We'll see. I need to get more content. And if you are interested in saving some cash, some money, all right, go to motivatedresults.com, shop around. If you like some shit, no, fuck that, order some shit, all right, use my code, LIFEGENERALIST, one word, no spacing, 20% off the whole site. If you can't remember any of that, just go to my fucking Instagram. It's the discount code is right there. And then you can click on a link that'll take you to the Motivated Results Instagram. And from there, just go and click on another link, takes you to the website. If you're more type A, just click motivatedresults.com, shop, purchase. Wait, use discount code, then purchase.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. The shirt came out nice.
Yeah, it did. Go buy some shit. All of you. Everybody. Buy 10 of them, motherfuckers. All right. That's it. Any last words, dog?
No, you got any questions? We need questions.
Yeah, send us an email. Email.
We're going to give you segments back. The least you could do is send us some questions.
Yeah, and if you want to interact, if you watch some dirty shit and you're like, hey, I heard this in a porno, email us at that.
That'd be great.
Be like, anonymous number 44442. We know it's you, Boski. He said he saw this on a porno. Right? Right? I'm just saying. Don't get mad at him. My sister from another mister. I was just joking. All right. Any last words, dog?
No, I'm good. See you guys next week.
Peace.